This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. That is the phone number for us here at the Free Talk Live radio studio if you would like to join us. Again, 603-283-6160.
And hang on, 603-283-6160.
Is our phone number? In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we are going to continue talking about this article from the American Institute of Economic Research, also known as AIER. This is number 8 in the 15 signs that you are in an abusive relationship with government. Number 8, punish you for breaking the rules, but the rules keep changing.
That sounds familiar. Why, this might even predate the COVIDs.
This happens to gun owners all the time. Whenever there's some sort of a thing in the news and people get their panties in a bunch because it involved a gun. We have more gun control. And despite the 40,000 laws about gun control that didn't stop whatever happened anyway, they decide to make, the screw on the left-hand side of your gun illegal now. So if you have a screw on the left-hand side of your gun before today, you were perfectly legal. But after today, now you're a felon.
Well, now, I've heard that they occasionally change the rules on paying taxes.
Oh, yes.
And those are all ex post facto laws, actually. So, usually with gun laws, if you did it before they made it illegal, then you're good. With taxes, they decide the next year what you should have done the year before.
You're kidding.
With income taxes, anyway.
You're kidding. So, they decide this year what you should have done last year to file your taxes
with the IRS,
properly.
Yeah. Well, wow. No. So you file for the year before, because otherwise, how could you?
Right.
So they make the rules for what you should have done in 2020 and 2021, and sometimes don't even publish them and finalize them until March.
Right. So everyone who's trying to run a business and keep their expenses down has to basically be psychic about what rules they're going to change next year.
Yes.
Indeed.
And you wonder why we have some trouble with businesses closing down.
This article says they will get up in front of camera and espouse the virtues of following the rules and then turn around and break them without a second thought. If you break their rules, they will shut you down and then go to Hawaii for dinner. Can't keep up with the rules? They'll shift regularly, and blame will be placed on you for not following the previous orders.
Ignorance of the unknowable is no excuse.
Even those who think ahead and proactively try to improve public safety are caught up. In March, police threatened to fine a London shopkeeper £80 for criminal damage after she, quote, vandalized, unquote, the sidewalk with chalk markings intended to help customers observe the 6-foot distancing.
Well, and this is
not to mention it's temporary, right?
And this is the perfect way to drive someone insane.
Oh, yeah.
If you punish them for a behavior, and then you change the rules so that they don't get punished for that behavior, that's how you make someone crazy.
Yes, indeed. Moving along, number 9. They tell you it's for your own good, and that they know better. This is the problem I have with, the public. The general public thinks or believes that folks in government know better. Like, oh, well, we've got people for that. They know better than we do. How do you know that?
The reason I told you that masks don't work is because then you would want masks, and I wanted those to go to the doctors. And that's why I'm telling you that masks work now. It was for your own good that I was lying to you.
Right.
And if he had just said, they work, but I want to ration them for doctors, most people probably would have listened.
Yeah.
Yep. In May, editorial director Jeffrey Tucker documented how dentists and doctors were prevented from accepting new patients. This totally happened. We were told that to protect our health, we cannot receive medical care unless it's an emergency. You cannot see a dentist. You cannot see a doctor. You cannot have elective surgery. You can't continue chemotherapy or receive a transplant either. It's true. All of these things were shut down.
And elective surgery is not what it sounds like, by the way. Elective surgery sounds like a facelift or a nose job.
Yeah.
Elective surgery means it should be called a scheduled surgery.
They will tell you that it's for your own protection and to follow the experts to ensure the safety of the whole. Consensus is the clarion call of these pundits. This is a form of pathological altruism, which is defined as any behavior or personal tendency in which either the stated aim or the implied motivation is to promote the welfare of another. But instead of overall beneficial outcomes, the altruism instead has irrational and substantial negative consequences.
So government.
Yeah, basically.
In a nutshell.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that that applies. Number 10, don't allow you to question it. So in an abusive romantic relationship, the abuser makes some sort of a decision, and then if the abusee is like, well, why, or how, or when, or, you know, any of those types of words, they simply, lash out.
And I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but cults, like the thing that you can tell, like, oh, maybe this is an oppressive, monolithic structure, is that when you have an idea, you can't just have an open dialogue about, hey, I think you might have missed something here.
Well, there is an argument to be made that statists are cultists.
They certainly have the rituals for it.
Yeah. Many of the, we'll say, pillars of cultism exist within statism. Perhaps they all do. I haven't looked into it from that perspective, but I think you're onto something. And it's not just a chair. You may be on drugs. We don't know. Anyway,
what are you growing under my feet?
Many highly qualified and respected scholars and public health officials stepped up to question the current trajectory and consequences of lockdowns and policy. They have been met with brutal opposition. Any attempts to question the lockdowns or raise doubts about the approach led to attempted deplatforming or silencing of any debate. A California trauma medical director, Dr. Michael Debo Dubois Blanc, I guess is how you pronounce that, was fired for concluding, based on data, that it is safe to reopen schools and writing a letter questioning Contra Costa County's lockdown measures. Even our local town council condemned the Great Barrington Declaration, and the official website was originally excluded from Google searches in the UK and Australia.
So this is another side of control what you read, watch, and say.
Yes. You're not allowed to question it. Right? And if they control what you're allowed to read, watch, and say, then they're limiting the amount of questions that you're going to ask.
Right. So, same action from two different perspectives.
Yeah. These things all work together in conjunction to make what we know as the, 15 pillars of abuse.
And that's the thing. You can't silence one person without controlling what the other person can hear.
That is true. Number 11, they tell you you're crazy, and no one agrees with you.
There's no such thing as gaslighting. You made it up because you're crazy.
There is gaslighting. I'm a juvenile humorist. I have a juvenile sense of humor, and I have successfully lit my farts on fire. Is that not gaslighting?
That's not what it refers
to. That's not what you mean?
No.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Well, this actually refers to an old movie where someone had, because back in the day, the lights were controlled sometimes by a gas knob that you could turn up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife in this scenario is talking about how the lights are brighter or darker.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband in this scenario is saying, no, they've always been at this. So the term gaslighting was born, where they tell you that you are not experiencing what you are, in fact, experiencing.
Wow.
So that you begin to question your own sanity instead of accurately perceiving reality.
Have you been gaslighted by your government?
Be an anarchist instead. It'll solve that for the most part.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch an itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Our phone number is 603-283-6160. That number again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That's what makes it cool. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. I know I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
It's going to be fun.
It's one of the only events that we're sure will happen.
Perhaps I'll bring a similar-sized ball of Jameson.
Ooh. Well, that sounds dangerous.
It does, doesn't it? I would tell you about what happened the last time, but, well, you know, we finished the ball, so we don't remember.
I got told about it later. Sounds pretty hilarious.
I heard some tales, but you don't know what to believe, you know? Like,
I heard a few tales.
How drunk were the people recalling the tale that they're regaling you with?
I don't know. They told it well enough that I had to pay for some stuff, so.
Well, you're a good man.
If only he hadn't have been in the hot tub at the time, man.
So we were talking about the 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with governments. We were at number 11. Tell you you're crazy and no one agrees with you. We discussed gaslighting. This article says if you could spend any amount of time on social media, or if you spend any amount of time on social media, and if you have an opinion that counters the narrative, you've probably experienced some backlash. No. Us?
No.
Here? People who talk on this show experience backlash? Never.
You just have to care. Yes. Is the trick there. It's pretty simple.
As our colleague Phil Magnus knows too well, there is seemingly no end to accusations of strawman arguments and denials of any wrongdoing from lockdown supporters. Political figures such as Fauci, that's Fauci, claim there is consensus on the science that they are following.
The science.
The science is settled, as our co-host Nobody would say.
There's only one, and I know it.
Claims of consensus are defied by petitions such as the Great Barrington Declaration, now signed by nearly 40,000 medical practitioners, over 13,000 medical and public health scientists, and 700,000-plus members of the public, which show you that you are not alone in recognizing the substantial adverse effects and limited success of the lockdowns, not to mention the stupidity of the lockdowns. They're stupid. They're dumb. Need we say more? I don't think so. They tell you you're crazy. No one agrees with you. Number 12, they call you names or shame you for being stupid or selfish. I guess I just kind of shame the lockdown people by calling the lockdown stupid, but they are. They're stupid.
Grandma killer.
Jorge
Haircut Warner.
Jorge Elorza, mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, remarked on a radio show, on the radio, that if you see large gatherings or someone out in public not wearing a mask, you should socially shame them so that they'll fall in line.
Shut up, Baldy. Wear the mask.
India went further, publishing names, phone numbers, and addresses of COVID-positive individuals in newspapers and on social media, violating medical ethics codes, patient privacy rights, and leading to stigmatization, aggressive attacks, and social ostracism.
If you want somebody to isolate themselves at home and stay at home and quarantine themselves, the best thing you should do is send people to their house to harass them. They definitely won't leave then.
Yeah. Yeah. Full derp. Being anti-lockdown has been linked with racism, ageism, and white supremacy. A string of blame is targeted at young people, restaurants, and right-wing individualists.
You mean people with jobs. That was a list of people with jobs.
Only a Nazi wouldn't do what the government tells them.
Only a Nazi would say that list is full of people with jobs.
Okay. Oh, well, is it true? I don't care.
No, it's not true. This is frequently followed with wishes that these selfish individuals, these COVID deniers, these COVIDiots will and should catch COVID and die. Here's a... it's George Takei from Star Trek. The COVID idiots, or COVIDiots as I call them, aren't just endangering themselves by continuing life as normal in packed social places. They're putting all of our lives at risk. If you know a cafeve who is acting irresponsibly, please shame them into social isolation. Thanks, George.
Okay, so you want people to isolate, and the penalty for not isolating is isolate them.
Yeah.
If you don't isolate yourself, we'll do it for you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was watching Deadpool, and it's like, you know, the thing about round-the-clock torture, not anywhere to go from there. And that's the thing. Like, it's very true that the way that you get people to act in accordance with societal expectation is by not letting them participate when they fail to do so.
Yeah.
Right. We're all not allowed to participate in society.
Allowed. I hate that word.
That's why you should live among a community of anarchists, because we don't care. Some of the businesses just stayed open when they were ordered to close anyway.
Yep.
And you could just still go hang out, because
they're
not going to stop us.
Yeah, they're like, whatever. I do what I want. You know, I mean,
if you're not shun literally everyone, we will shun you.
If you're not hurting anybody... Right? You're not creating any damage to somebody's property. You're not hurting another human being. What's the problem? Now, these people are going to say, oh, well, you're an asymptomatic carrier and you could be spreading it. Well, okay. I could be an asymptomatic carrier spreading anything, and I could have been my entire frickin' life. Right? The question that I have for these folks who are all about the masking and the lockdowns is, why did you only begin wearing the mask when the TV told you to? At any rate, number 13.
Well, I just want to say, asymptomatic carriers are possessed by the devil.
By the devil, you must be healed, my child.
And if you don't believe me, you should consult my lab coat priest.
If you don't believe me, you can consult my left, you know, testicle. That's right. I said it.
Is that where the vaccine is?
No, it's not where the vaccine is.
Well, there was one article.
We have more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. Coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that DinoVite provides.
Is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nancy Pelosi was re-elected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the State of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 117th Congress.
Pelosi received 216 votes to 209 for Kevin McCarthy. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, voted for someone else, giving one vote each to Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing an effort by fellow Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who intends on objecting to the count of the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and instead proposed the creation of a commission to investigate irregularities in the presidential election. In a statement released Sunday, Graham said the effort has zero chance of becoming reality and would not go far enough to help President Trump. This is USA Radio News. Multiple people have died in a car crash in California. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing nine people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say, eight occupants in Saturday's crash, seven of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The crash remains under investigation. It's still unknown whether drugs or alcohol factored into the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today's show is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want, anything at all. Just we do have some FCC rules that we have to abide by, so no cussing, please, and thank you. If you do cuss, we'll have to dump you, disconnect your call, and that type of thing. So 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number if you'd like to join the conversation. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And let's just go ahead and go to your calls and thoughts. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, government abuse. Here's a good one. Misdemeanor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're talking about what you were told by the TV. Well, I was told by a TV that I was under arrest for stalking, harassing. What else was it?
Wait.
No. A TV told you.
The TV told you you were under arrest.
David, are you on drugs?
Yeah. No, that damn transvestite cop, man. That MG Barreras, Mary Grace, the one that's about 300 pounds and has a really deep voice, Mary Grace Barreras.
Told you you were under arrest through a television.
No, through a TV, a transvestite, man. A sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Not a television, David.
No, a TV, man. Not a television.
All right, did you call to talk about something?
Yeah, well, I am talking about that. So government abuse. So I would say being arrested by a transvestite is abusive for one thing. And when it's for legitimate reason.
Being arrested by anybody is kind of abusive.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's especially abusive when it's from a TV, though.
Is it?
So, anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
walk
it
me
is.
Through
it
that.
Is.
How is it more abusive to be arrested by a TV than a non-TV?
Well, because they have a personal agenda. They have a political agenda that they're exercising because they don't want the, let's see, white.
So non-transvestites don't have personal agendas?
You know what? You ask a question, and then I start to answer it, and then you interrupt and ask a second question before I answer your first question. There you go again. There you go again. So that's three questions now. Which of your three questions would you like me to address, sir?
None of them. You can continue.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, so the TV arrests me. He writes me up on she, he, she, whatever. I forgot. I don't know what the pronouns should be. On what, four different misdemeanor charges. Now, here's where the real abuse comes in. Oh, and this is D.A. Raul Torres and his wife, Dean of Students, Nasha Torres, are the ones that are ultimately responsible for this ridiculousness. And so there were four charges, and the first one was in, it was a misdemeanor, and it might even have been a petty misdemeanor, and it was in 2016. And we are now in 2021, and that's five calendar years that a misdemeanor has been active before being disposed in the court system. Now, we have a hearing coming up on the 8th of January, which is Elvis's birthday and the birthday of my daughter Paisley Olson. And coincidentally, I am going to destroy D.A. Raul Torres of Bernalillo County, New Mexico.
Yep.
And I will be 4-for-4 in defeating D.A. Raul Torres on the 8th, unless he wants to decide that he's not going to dismiss this one like he's dismissed the other ones after 5 years.
So this is coming up for you on the 8th?
Yeah, on the 8th. You can look it up on the NewMexicoCourts.gov case lookup if you want to look it up. Olson David.
Awesome.
You can see it for yourself.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate it. Good luck with all of that. I wish you the best. And, of course, keep us informed with what happens. I wish you the best. I do. So, anyway, circling back to the 15 signs. Number 13, they gaslight you, challenge your memory of events, or make you doubt yourself. Now, we've talked about gaslighting a little bit already.
They've never done that.
You know, all around the world, we've been told conflicting story after story. However, bringing up these inconsistencies means you're likely to be met with a cavalier shrug or a challenge of your perceptions. They will attempt to connect you to questionable logic and politicize it to their advantage while flipping the narrative. We're not virtue signaling. You're vice signaling.
Okay. It was never about flattening the curve for 2 weeks.
Yes, it was. I mean, that's what they said, right? But you're right. It never was.
I've never said that masks didn't work.
So I was reading a thing today. I didn't bring it in for show prep, but it was somebody that said the reason they keep increasing the measures, whatever it is, whether it's the masks or the lockdowns or some subsection of any of these mandates, the reason that it's done in periods of time that are around 2 weeks is because if they told you it was going to be permanent, there would have been a revolution already.
No one is talking about doing that.
Wait, what?
Well, no, seriously, you can like insert anything, insert some crazy idea.
Right, yeah.
And like, no one is talking about never kissing anybody.
No one is talking about
wearing eye protection all the time. No one is talking about not seeing your grandma for Thanksgiving. No one is talking about regulating how you use the bathroom.
All right, let's move on. Number 14, dismissing your opinions. If shaming or gaslighting you doesn't work, then dismissing your opinion is the next best option.
Whatever.
Unelected officials. What do you mean?
Whatever.
Are you dismissing my opinion?
I never did that.
Nobody's talking about dismissing your opinions.
You crazy grandma killer.
Unelected officials have dismissed alternative opinions as nonsense and very dangerous. They will dismiss you as unqualified while allowing the opinions of others, obviously unqualified experts, to influence policy and society. Sharing anything that goes against the status quo will likely earn you a, you're not an epidemiologist, from the masses. I don't think the regular public can pronounce epidemiologist.
Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? I don't think you're a doctor.
A doctor of what?
I mean, I'm a fan of Doctor Who, but that's not relevant. Or is it time and relative dimensions in space? We don't know. So anyway, yeah, they'll call you names and they'll make fun of you and they'll tell you that you're not a thing that, you know, they think you have to be in order to pronounce.
Okay, you have to be immune to that just for being in regular life. Like, just going about your life on a day-to-day basis, you need to be immune to mockery. I'm sorry.
No, you do. You have to grow a full skin or a thick skin. And, you know, I mean, saying something like this is like, gosh, I hear something wrong with my car. My car is leaning to the left towards the front. I might have a flat tire. And then you get out and you look and you're like, oh, it looks like I have a flat tire. And somebody goes, how do you know? You're not a mechanic.
Do you have ASE certification? I don't think so.
It's dumb. All right, so number 15, play the victim. If things go wrong, it's all your fault. Victimization and blame can be found almost anywhere you look on social media, in the news, and in public life. Suggestions that you may be responsible for deaths if you don't mask up, or that you're not a good person, and your actions are entirely selfish, are very common.
The fact that you won't wear a face diaper is why we don't have concerts yet.
Right. Oh, this totally happened in Seattle whenever they announced round two, ding, 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 of the lockdowns, right? Seattle was one of the most lockdown areas in the United States. And they announced round two, and several people on the social media said things like, we're only going into this lockdown part two because so many people wouldn't wear their masks. Literally crying.
Well, the lockdowns were so effective that we really have to do another round, but they weren't effective enough, so we need another round.
Right. I'd like another round.
Double down on that. Like, yep, sure.
I'd like another round. Anyone want to buy me a whiskey? I could use a round right about now.
After all this, I could use a round.
603.
It is antiseptic.
It is a solution, technically. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. We'll return.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's
so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome back. It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. I think the guy in the music here, as we come back from the break, is laughing at me. He went, ha ha. I feel like he's making fun of me.
Well, why?
I believe
do you
that's
care?
One of the signs of abuse, sir.
Is he gaslighting me? Is he telling me what I can and can't wear?
Is he calling me a grandma killer?
And I want to point out, like, three of the things on this list so far could be completely solved just by being an anarchist. Because which is one of the great benefits of being an anarchist, you'll never get in the anarchist society, but you know in your own brain, this entity is evil.
Yes.
So when they start telling you things, you can just not accept that as fact.
Right. Yes. It's like a grandfather.
They're still evil for doing it, but it's a benefit of being an anarchist.
It's like grandfather George Garland said, one of my first rules, I have very few rules, but one of my rules is, I never believe anything the government tells me.
Well, and I really wish that even a significant minority of the population was physically capable of doing this. But, I mean,
yeah.
their entire worldview is fundamentally founded on things the government told them.
Yeah, changing your worldview is painful. That doesn't mean it doesn't have benefits, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Correct.
Well, should and can are different things.
This article finishes off with, now is the time to break the cycle and reclaim your life. The goal of any abuser is to ensure you feel isolated, alone, and dependent so they can maintain control. If you have no options, someone or somewhere else to turn, the abusive narcissist or sociopath can continue to imprison you, making it harder for you to leave. The power an abuser holds over individuals becomes exponentially worse when they're given absolute authority to enforce and implement methods for keeping you confused or confined inside the relationship. We have ceded our power and authority to the government.
Well, and keeping you confined inside of your abusive relationship is a big part of why they don't want a real debate on important topics. Because if you get a real, open, level playing field kind of debate, then you start realizing that you're not alone in thinking these things.
That was one of the motivating factors for me personally to come here. thanks to the power of the internet and the radio and all that kinds of thing. Not only Free Talk Live, but some other, you know, people might call them some libertarians, but you know, anarchist libertarians who put out content on the internet, you know, YouTube videos or, you know, music even to, for that matter, written articles, you know, stuff like that. I always had, I want to say, I feel like I always had, you know, freedom-leaning tendencies are in my head. Mm. And then I would bring them up from time to time. Like, I always saw the conflict of interest in the cops, the prosecutor, and the judge all claiming a paycheck from the same entity. Right? That's a conflict of interest.
Like, okay, so one side of the argument and the one deciding which side is correct.
Right.
Are in the same business.
They're getting paid by the same guy.
And same I'm
paycheck.
Not.
Same paycheck, right. So, you know, and I would say things to people occasionally. And, of course, they would say things like, well, what makes you think that? You're crazy, right? You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, maybe. You know, maybe I'm, you know. So then I started hearing other people talking in these thoughts. I'm like, I've had that thought. You know, I thought something similar when this happened to me, right?
Wait,
and
what?
I was like,
someone else knows?
I'm not crazy.
Right.
Right? Or I'm crazy in the same way that some of these other people are crazy, and I would prefer to go and meet these people and hang out with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Occam's razor. If you're seeing this thing too, and you're seeing this thing too, maybe it's actually there.
Yeah. It's just that it was so much easier to shield pre-internet, right? Mm. The state had so much more control than they do post-internet, right? Now,
that's why they're trying to bring us back there.
Right.
That's why they're censoring, like, most people don't even use, like, the full internet. They use Facebook.
Right. They think Facebook is the internet. There are people who are like, let me get on the internet! And they're on Facebook. It's like, well, okay. Public school, doing a great job. Doing a great job. Bang up. Well done. Neato. Yeah, so, you know, if you are of the mind of freedom, if you are of the mind of liberty, and, you know, you see these conflicts as well, perhaps consider relocating to New Hampshire. Real quick, before we go on, I want to take a minute to thank Nick. He is a silver level amplifier. That means he went over to amp.freetalklive.com and decided to contribute a small amount of money. We only ask for $5 a month. You can donate more if you want. This money goes to help us get this radio program on more radio stations exclusively. So it doesn't go to Peakless Mountaineer's cigarette habit. It doesn't go to my booze habit. It doesn't go to do you have a habit?
I have kids.
It doesn't go to her kids. It goes specifically to get this program on more radio stations. We're on 185, 190, somewhere in that pocket.
Radio cigar habit.
Right, cigar, okay, all right.
Well, it's like cigarettes.
More expensive, right?
You do the cloves,
it's like cigarettes,
too.
But with class.
You do the cloves, though, so those are cigarettes.
No, they're not.
No, they're cigars.
No, selling clove cigarettes in America is illegal.
But smoking them?
Still legal.
Okay, all right. Well, at any rate, visit amp.freetalklive.com and consider donating to help us get on more radio stations. If you have partaken and enjoyed this show, we are on 7 nights a week for 3 hours between 7 and 10 Eastern. So, final thoughts. The government and your abusive relationship with them.
Well, I wanted to play off of what you were saying. I mean, if I had been stuck back in Colorado, I was the only one there.
Yeah.
I mean, I already was isolated. I already didn't have contact with anyone who could notice the elephant in the room.
Right.
So, I mean, it sounds like hyperbole, but moving out here was literally a lifesaver. I don't think I would have survived 2020 if I'd stayed there. And moving out here where not only is there a handful of people that I can actually talk to about what's really going on, but an entire community where we're slowly but surely building up an entire commerce network that not only is suspicious of, but stops relying on these abusers is, there are no words.
It's pretty special.
It is.
Melanie?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that relationship kind of denotes a voluntary association to me. So they're my occupiers more so than anything.
Right.
They're just there and make claims to land that they really don't own. I mean, they steal my money and basically isolate my kid because I used to be able to take him places and he's scared of masks. And it's like, okay, well, is it better for your development if I leave you at home all the time? Or is it better for your development if I show you people without faces? I don't know.
Right.
And I can't ask the doctor because they're not going to tell me.
Right.
And
government certainly doesn't have
the answer.
I
can still take him to anarchist events. Like, we went to a thing this morning, but A, I can't go out and spend money on entertainment, like, every week.
Right.
Whereas, like, you would go to the grocery store every week or whatever.
It's difficult.
Well, there's a very special relationship between a torture artist and their victim. An involuntary and horrible relationship.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, we had some calls last night, and folks just couldn't get it through their head that it's the organization of government and any level of it that's archaic, barbaric, antique, you know, that it's involuntary. None of us said, hey, yes, please do all these things to me. Here, I signed a contract that says, I want you to do all these things to me. I want you to take all my money. I want you to tell me what the rules are. I want you to tell me what I can and can't say and where I can and can't go and when I can and can't go. None of us ever said, please do that to me.
And the difference between a boxing match and assault, the difference between lovemaking and rape, did you sign up for it?
Yep.
Are you into this?
It all comes back to consent.
Yeah.
And I did not consent.
And I do not consent.
And I refuse to give my consent for this type of an organization to rule over us.
And it's scary to know that you are so different from most people, but there's really nothing like having a community of people like you.
It really is helpful. We are about out of time. If you missed any of the show, you can find us over at freetalklive.com or archive.freetalklive.com. We've got history going back many, many years. Thanks to our callers. Thanks to you guys. Have a good night, everybody. Peace.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.